Welcome to the Leaders in Payments podcast, where we talk to C-level leaders from across the payments landscape. We'll be discussing the products and services that impact the payment space today, as well as trends and predictions for the future of payments. We will also hear stories from our guests about their journeys to the top.
Specifically, we saw Nike, for example, sending survey incentives through Gift Rocket. We had SoulCycle giving employee rewards through Gift Rocket, and it made no sense whatsoever. This was a consumer platform where that process was really, really difficult to manage and didn't give recipients a great amount of choice for what to receive. So we thought, hey, if they're willing to use this consumer platform, why don't we actually build some tools for them? There must be a real market need. And so that's how Tremendous was launched in 2018, solving that need of these companies that had been coming to us and using this consumer product.
That was Nick Baum, the co-founder and CEO of Tremendous, and he is our special guest on this episode, episode 185 of the Leaders in Payments podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Myers. Nick has a passion for payments and will be the first to say that he started a business based on the worst reason to ever start a business. But it worked out for him rather tremendously, no pun intended. Tremendous is a payout platform that enables businesses to send money via prepaid cards and gift cards around the world. They make it tremendously simple for companies to pay people without jumping through the hoops of dealing with payroll or registering for undesired payment methods just to get their payout. They work with some large brands, including Google, Pinterest, and Spotify, and their most typical use cases revolve around employee recognition, user research incentives, and marketing incentives. Nick and I go on to talk about his journey to becoming the CEO, how his company actually started, and what he did as a startup that startup companies are absolutely never supposed to do. We've got a great episode ahead, so let's get started. Hi, Nick. Thank you for being here and welcome to the Leaders in Payments podcast.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive right in. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, maybe where you grew up, where you went to school, where you currently live, a few things like that, and then we'll dive into your professional career a little bit later in the show.
Sure. So I grew up on the West Coast in Berkeley, California, and got into, you know, this will be relevant to the company, got into coding when I was pretty young, started building programs in QBasic with a bunch of friends and really loved that experience. So when I got to college at Dartmouth in New Hampshire, went about as far as I could while still staying in the continental United States. I studied computer science, which was extremely not in vogue when I was there. This was after the Web 1.0 crash, and it was very not cool. There were 8 other majors in computer science when I was there in my class, which has changed drastically over the years. I stayed on the East Coast for a little bit, worked in finance for 3 years, then hightailed it back west to start the company with one of my best friends from college and went through Y Combinator and took it from there.
Sounds good. Well, let's talk about the company. Tell us what Tremendous does.
Tremendous is a payouts platform enabling businesses to send money, gift cards, prepaid cards to people around the world. So we make it super, super simple for companies to pay people, especially low denominations. If a company just needs to pay someone $50, you'd think that would be a solved problem. But it's actually really tricky because you don't know necessarily where that person is, what they'd prefer, and you don't want them to jump through hoops that they would have to do to sign up for payroll, for example. We work with companies ranging from Google, Spotify, Pinterest for marketing incentives, user research incentives, employee recognition. So a really wide base of companies using the platform for all sorts of purposes.
Okay. And is it a global company?
So we have clients within the US. There are recipients all over the world. So a company might have 90% recipients who are receiving money within the US, but only 10% abroad is 90% of the headache. There's a huge challenge to pay people if they don't have the same currency as you, use the same language, and we help solve that major pain point for a lot of our customers.
And is your business model SaaS-based or is it transaction fees? How do you make your money?
So Tremendous is completely free. The client can sign up, start using it, There's no capital outlay. There's no monthly cost, no minimums, anything like that. So we make money on the transaction volume. We sell products, whether they be gift cards, Visa prepaid cards, where we're able to generate a margin off of what we sell to our clients.
Is it typically Visa or could it be MasterCard and others as well?
MasterCard is in the mix too. So we have a very, very large catalog. That's one of the key points, is giving recipients that choice of different options, because companies are sending incentives at such scale, thousands or tens of thousands of payouts per year, which can be millions or tens of millions of dollars. And when you're dealing with that many people, you want a huge breadth of options for them, because every individual for whom you don't have their preferred payout option, that's going to be a support ticket. So we have Visa cards, MasterCards, PayPal, bank transfer, Venmo, gift cards in the US, gift cards abroad, charity donations, with the goal of giving the option that a recipient wants, no matter where they are, what they prefer.
And are there certain verticals that use your product more than others?
Research is a big one. So that can be market research companies or user research teams. So for example, we work with Spotify. They have a user research team that's in the US and abroad, and they need a way of tracking and managing that process of paying their users who also span the globe and have different payment preferences. So user research, market research, academic research. We work with marketing incentive programs too. So we work with many companies. For example, Google Fiber runs a referral program where if you refer a friend to sign up for the product, you'll receive your reward through Tremendous. And we also work with employee recognition is a big one as well. So giving employees a nice little bonus, maybe at the end of the year, some type of gift, and doing it not through payroll, giving it some level of presentation that's suitable for the occasion.
Okay. And you mentioned typically the average ticket or the amount is lower. So is that just because that's the niche you decided to focus on? Because I know there's a lot of, not a lot, there are payout companies who focus on insurance and things like that. So is that just because you saw a need and it happens to be this niche?
So we saw the opportunity being one-off payouts, non-recurring. And those are typically lower value. We work with plenty of companies where the average amount is actually in the hundreds or maybe even low thousands of dollars. But the vast majority of our clients are doing use cases that are ranged $40 to $60. And that's really the challenge where you don't, if you have a recipient that's receiving $1,000, they're much more likely to go through the process of engaging with your payroll system or signing up for PayPal. But if you have a large number of recipients, they're probably not all willing to jump through the hoops necessary of getting a transfer to their bank account. So that's really the sweet spot for Tremendous, the one-off payouts that are typically lower denomination.
And are most of these transactions digital, or are you actually mailing physical cards some of the time?
So the vast majority are digital. We have some clients, especially in the research space, that are conducting live research that do want something physical to hand to participants. But I think well over 95% is digital.
How did the business do during the pandemic? I assume it probably was not a headwind, so maybe it was a tailwind. It seemed like it would be one or the other, but how did the pandemic affect the business overall?
We continued to grow throughout the pandemic, and there was certainly increased demand for use cases like employee recognition during that time. There were more folks who were trying to send digital rewards. So we did see significant growth during the period of the pandemic. It's hard to parse out exactly what is related to generally the growth of the business and what pieces do the pandemic and changing needs of the market. But overall, we saw significant growth. We've been doubling revenue year over year for the past 3 or 4 years.
Well, what would you say differentiates your company from your competitors out there?
It's what you touched on earlier, which is the focus on one-off payouts, that lower denomination. And there are a number of payout companies, but none of them are thinking about the space the way that we are. A lot of them are focused on specifically either gifting or marketing incentives or recurring payments. There aren't any that are focused on one-off payouts, solving this very basic problem of how does a company really simply just pay someone $50? And you would think that's a solved problem in 2022, but it's not. So that is the focus of our company, and no other company, even our closest competitors, do not focus on that. So we will actually see manifested in our product, in our marketing, in our client base, the different use cases, something very, very different between Tremendous and, for example, a PayPal or other companies that might be gift card providers.
Well, where do you see the industry headed, say, in the next 2 to 3 years? And you can sort of answer that from an incentive payments perspective or just a broader payments industry perspective, whichever one you prefer. But where do you think things are headed in the next couple of years?
I'll focus on the one that's more closely aligned to payouts and to incentives. I think organizations are going to identify this problem of one-off payouts as being an organizational level problem. So right now, companies are solving this problem over and over and over again, department by department. So we might be working with a lead in their research division, someone in marketing, someone in HR, and they're all evaluating systems separately, which really doesn't make that much sense, especially if you're on the finance team. You want one tool that's going to give you some overview of the spend across your entire organization. So I think organizations are going to get a lot smarter about how to deploy these resources to make payouts across the entire organization, rather than having individuals continue to solve this problem again and again and again.
I did some research on the company, and you didn't necessarily start with this B2B solution. Could you maybe walk through the origin of the company and how it's matured to what it is today?
So we started with something very different than where we're at now. We applied to Y Combinator in 2010, and they decided to fund what was then called Gift Rocket. It is a peer-to-peer gifting platform. The idea being that gift cards are great because they express the sentiment of, I thought of you, I thought of this place, but it was really limiting in where you can actually spend the funds. It's strictly worse than cash, because if you get a gift card to a business that you're not going to go to, turns out it's not a great gift. And so we wanted to solve that problem with Gift Rocket. And we did something startups aren't supposed to do. We became profitable very quickly, but we didn't know how to scale it up significantly. So we actually put the business into maintenance mode, and we bought out the investors, their share in the business. We doubled their money. So I ended up coming back to the business many, many years later, after different forays of entrepreneurship, because I saw the opportunity with the B2B side of this space. Specifically, we saw Nike, for example, sending survey incentives through Gift Rocket. We had SoulCycle giving employee rewards through Gift Rocket, and it made no sense whatsoever. This was a consumer platform where that process was really, really difficult to manage and didn't give recipients a great amount of choice for what to receive. So we thought, hey, if they're willing to use this consumer platform, why don't we actually build some tools for them? There must be a real market need. And so that's how Tremendous was launched in 2018, solving that need of these companies that had been coming to us and using this consumer product.
And just curious, how did you come up with the name Tremendous?
Of course, it was the only suitable name for this team. It's relevant for many of our use cases, for employee recognition, for many incentive cases, which is really kind of great job, nice going. That's why the name Tremendous made sense. But we got the actual domain, tremendous.com, which entailed emailing. Well, I emailed just about everyone who owns a domain on the internet. It took a while, but we found the right name at the right price, and that's how we're tremendous.com.
Yeah, I was very impressed that you were able to get that domain name.
Thank you. I made a few friends along the way of emailing all these owners, so it was worth it.
That's awesome. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about you, and you've talked a little bit about this throughout, but maybe walk us through your journey to becoming the CEO there. So maybe just pick up after college, you know, you went out in the corporate world, maybe pick up the story there and bring us up to where you are today.
It was a relatively short journey. I worked in the corporate world for 3 years. Those years felt longer than 3 years, but worked in finance, and I was building algorithmic trading models for a fund in Boston. And I kind of knew I always wanted to start a company, build product. And I looked back to what were some of the most fun times I had. And I thought about being a kid and programming with some of my friends, having these projects, having friends use what we built. It was really fun. And to be able to do that full-time as a job seemed really, really great. So I was able to connect with one of my good friends from college. I actually met him freshman year during orientation. And it turns out that his stint at Bain was coming to an end. And we thought, hey, why don't we start a business together? Which really is the worst reason to start a business. Don't do that. But it worked out all right for us. And he was in LA, I was in Boston. We decided to quote unquote split the difference and ended up in San Francisco. And for a period of a few months, just started investigating different interesting areas and considered a bunch of different startup ideas. And one that really stood out to us was the gifting idea, because we thought that we had this really clever solution to a suboptimal product. And it turns out the most important piece was actually the user acquisition channels. But that's another story. So my trip to being founder of Tremendous was actually relatively short. I had 3 years in finance and realized there's got to be something more fun. And the opportunity to work with a really smart friend on a problem that interested me seemed like such an obvious choice that I packed up, moved everything, went back out west and launched what was then Gift Rocket and is now Tremendous.
And it really became the focus on the B2B side, you said, in 2018?
That's right.
So what are some things you're passionate about? So maybe one work-related passion and one personal passion.
Sure. So work-related passion, there are several. I've become very passionate about the payment space generally. And I think it's incredibly interesting. We've seen so much change over the past decade, excluding everything that's happening in crypto. There's been so much advancement in the payment options that are available to consumers in the past decade. And then, of course, with crypto, you have an entirely new world of payouts. And so that keeps me super, super interested in what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. Personally, love to travel, which is really great that we've got a remote team. We've got 50 employees, we like to say, from Hawaii to Hamburg, and had the opportunity last year to go to Rio to meet a bunch of the team members. Outside of travel, love to stay active too, play basketball, play tennis, try to keep the body and mind sharp.
And you mentioned early on about coding. So are you doing any of that now, or have you left that behind?
No, you got to be sharp to be contributing to the code base. I think the engineering team's happier when I keep my distance now, but it's something that you need to be doing every single day to be doing at a very high level. So I wish I could, but realistically, that's not a possibility.
Okay. So we often talk about people coming into this industry new, and I've been in payments or fintech for about 16, 17 years. And when I first started, just kind of fell into the industry and haven't left yet. But a lot of kids these days come out of college and they look at it as a way or a place to build a career. A lot of money has been invested in it. It's a kind of hot and sexy space to be in. And so the question is, what kind of advice would you give someone who's coming fresh into fintech or payments and they want to be successful? What would you tell them to do to be successful?
I have two pieces of advice. The first is fintech specific, and it's pick a problem that interests you. Well, this is true for almost any company, but especially true for fintech, because there's a lot of overhead for fintech companies. There's regulation that you have to deal with. So you're going to have to invest in legal. You're going to have to invest in compliance. It's not easy to pivot and change what you're doing. And also, oftentimes, you need massive scale for companies to be successful in fintech, given low margins. So choose something that engages you, that's going to interest you for a long period of time to give you that window to be successful. Because otherwise, you're not going to have an easy time pivoting. And two, talk to customers. Ideally, you'd be building both product and doing sales at the same time. It's a really virtuous cycle. And if you're able to build product and do sales, you'll be unstoppable because you'll be able to craft product to the feedback of your customers and be able to iterate quickly. So at first, I had trouble coming to grips with the fact that sales would be necessary for the business. But once I dove into it, it became a really, really useful tool for actually getting that feedback that was necessary to build the product and be successful.
Okay. I think those are both very, very good points to make and very good advice. So, Nick, we've covered a lot of ground about you and your journey and the company and the industry. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Nick, thank you so much for being here today. I know your time is very valuable, so I really appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure.
And to all you listeners out there, I thank you for your time as well. And until the next story.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Leaders in Payments podcast. Make sure you visit our website at leadersinpayments.com, where you can subscribe to the show and where you'll find our show notes. If you enjoyed listening, please share on your social channels as well.